531.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Six is our text number that will cost you 30 cents. Time for So You Think You're an Adult. Declan Buckey is back with us again, and we're very pleased to welcome Susan Daly from the journal.ie, who we have long admired as a wise person. And here she is to prove it.
The wisdom just exudes.
Of
me and you.
Wiser too. Right, first question is this. I'm convinced that my mother-in-law is trying to break up my relationship. I've been going out with my boyfriend for the last 2 years. We met on Tinder and moved in together 6 months ago. Everything is great between us, apart from his mother. The first time I met her, about 4 months into the relationship, she was extremely rude to me and laughed when we said we'd met on an app, saying it's a very shallow way to meet anyone and that it would never last. I couldn't believe it. I was really annoyed that my boyfriend didn't say anything to her. When I quizzed him on it, he said that's just the way she is. He would prefer not to rock the boat and I should ignore it. His dad passed away before we met, and I always got the sense that he's very protective of his mom. So I just bit my tongue, but regret it now. Since we moved in together, she's been ramping up the tensions between us. She was given a key in case of emergencies, but uses it to let herself in whenever she likes. I know she's been in the house when we were both at work, because when I came home, stuff had been moved around. When I asked her to call for us, she freaked out, started crying, and said that I don't trust her, which caused a massive row between me and my boyfriend. She's constantly making snide comments on my clothes, my hair, and the way I look. Stuff like, we didn't need to wear as much makeup when I was your age. Sorry about the bad impersonation, I'm just imagining. I routinely cry now after one of her visits and don't think I can take much more. My boyfriend is just useless and sticks his head in the sand, so I would appreciate any advice you could give to me, as I'm at my wit's end.
Oh my goodness, isn't it just, she just sounds like the mother-in-law of nightmares. Actually, she sounds like something from a Les Dennis or a Les Dawson joke. Yes. Remember those things? Yeah. I haven't spoken to my mother-in-law 2 years. We haven't quarrelled. I just don't like to interrupt her. You know, that kind of thing for that school of thought. So I think she's got decision time, hasn't she? First of all, she has to decide. I notice that the more longer this listener goes on, the more contemptuous she becomes of her boyfriend. So she kind of needs to decide whether it's got to the point where she's like, you spineless git, I have to leave you. And if it has, and she still sees lots to admire and love about him, then she needs to stay and figure it out with the mother-in-law. But actually, there's a very sad line in that about the boyfriend's father passing away. And, you know, this woman has lost her husband and in her eyes is potentially losing her son. And, you know, we laugh about Tinder and dating apps are normal to us and so on. But like Tinder for someone maybe of that woman's generation is like, what kind of tramp goes on Tinder? Yes, Where did he get her from and so on? The one thing I'd say is do stage some sort of robbery and say you have to get the locks changed and then it's a very expensive thing where you can't make a cut of the key. But do you know what I think she should do? Because that woman seems to want a bit of control or at least a sense that she's needed, is to actually take away the stuff about, you know, worrying about, my clothes, or she criticises in some way. Actually kind of try for a moment to just be empathetic and say she needs to feel needed and wanted, and present her with some made up problem if needs be. Now, not about, my boyfriend, your son is a complete gom or whatever, but rather something about work, right? I'm being the girl in work or being a bit mean, or that my boss is a bit whatever. And what would you do in that situation? And just almost get her on your side on something else where it seems like you do actually respect and validate her opinion and see how that goes, you know?
Yeah.
That's really good. You're not meant to give real advice. What's going on?
No, I'm sorry.
What is going on?
He's a loser.
Because I know he's sticking his head in the sand, but I don't know what, there's no other siblings mentioned. So I'm kind of inferring from this that he might be the only son, in which case, you know, the mother has lost half of our world, really.
Yeah, like Susan said, there is, okay, that's fine, and the needs and the emotional issues around the mother-in-law are very sad and meaningful and all that. But still, this woman needs to, be happy with the ground that her own relationship is on. I mean, her own relationship, it sounds to me like she's going out with somebody who has tendencies to ignore what she feels, to ignore her emotional responses to what his family are doing to her. He has tendencies to dismiss any of her concerns, to ignore them, and also to stick his head in the sand, which, you know, okay, fine, that's like allegedly a masculine trait, but you can slap them out of that. You know, you can sort that one out. Get your head out of the sand. I do think that tackling the mother in that way is a good idea. I think that's really good advice, to kind of find a deflection from her kind of interfering. And but sometimes decisions are made from the get-go. She has, as you already pointed out, probably decided already what kind of young woman this is. You know, an internet dating.
She didn't meet him at mass. That's for
exactly.
Sure.
Yes. So you know, it might be a case where, you know, I'm thinking star-crossed lovers where the two families hate each other. You know, you just have to make a pitch for your relationship at odds with the family and just go, this is what it's meant to be. And if it's not going to work out, then it's not going to work out. She's not stuck in this relationship for too long. It's only 2 years. Dump him.
But she doesn't have to do a it's me or your mammy scenario anyway. He needs to see her point of view a bit
but
more.
But that's what I'm saying. That his tendencies are to ignore her, though. And that's the bit I see as a problem. She called him useless. And he sticks his head in the ground, in the sand. I mean, if he's not responding to her crying after his mom comes around for tea, that's mental. He should be like going, okay, this is a problem now.
I mean, the thing is, though, you are pitching the woman who... you know, gave him life and has, you know, lost her husband and stuff. That's a very emotional place for him to be coming from. But you're right, there doesn't seem to be any recognition of where the girlfriend's coming from at all. I think at the very least, because it sounds like this, she can't really rely on him to change his ways. And if she does want to stick with him, she needs to kind of shore herself up and say, do you know, I did the right thing in telling her, ring before you come round. Yes, they had a huge row about it, herself and the boyfriend and so on. He obviously doesn't see that as some sort of intrusion. I mean, was the woman coming around doing his washing or what? Like, I mean, how does he find that a useful way for his
moving
mother
around, though? That's
my worrying part.
I wouldn't have put that sofa there, or I wouldn't have had the washing machine here. I mean, like, what is
you
she
turn
doing?
Turn over in
you
know? The night and watch your mother-in-law's a buffer between the two of you. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Sean says on Twitter, how are people still falling for the spare key for emergencies trick? Emergencies are rare. Take the risk. Actually, it's a good point, really.
Well, actually, though, but sometimes you have, if you have like an alarm system, like a phone watch or whatever, and there are other options in the market, that if you do have, you have to have your key with somebody.
Not sponsored by
not
phone
sponsored
watch.
By, or by the other brands, yeah.
That woman doesn't have a mother-in-law problem. She has a partner problem and should run like the clappers, because he will not change, as he's been brought up to see his mother's behaviour as normal. Run and don't look back, says Adrienne.
That's kind of what I'd be saying, because I agree, and I think it's sad that this woman has lost her husband. I do think it's lovely in a kind of a loose way that the son respects her emotions and cares about her, but he's seeing it as a kind of a totality, that she's always right, she's always perfect, and he's not even able to say, well, look, mom, you have an issue here. If he can't do that, then she's in the woman going out with him is in trouble.
Yeah, I think I'm sorry whoever wrote into us, but the I'm afraid the consensus ain't good.
I think just try that one thing. Try and reach out to the mother. Yeah. And if she's not having it after that, then protect yourself. Either change the locks or leave the key with him on the worktop. And
on your way out.
On your way out the door. Yeah. And slam it.
Yeah, this
slam
will never walk out. Look how much resentment has built up already. It'll never last. And somebody else says, if there's ever a case for dumping, this is it. So, sorry about that. It's probably not the answer you were looking for.
We always advise people to dump the, you know, but sure. Yeah, in this case,
anyway, next one. Hopefully this won't result in dumping. I got married last February to the most amazing man. We met 6 years ago and our wedding was such a magical day. I loved every moment of the planning. I was so involved in my chief bridesmaids and I made the best team. The problem is now I'm incredibly bored. 6 months in, I'm not really enjoying married life. I've said this to my husband a few times and he's got really hurt by it. I tell him it's not him or his fault, but just how I'm feeling. I feel like there's a void now that the wedding is over. I work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 in an office, and outside of that, there's no excitement. He seems to think the answer is kids, but I'm not ready for a family yet. Is this normal to feel like this? All my other married friends are still glowing, but I'm just struggling. What's wrong with me?
Oh, Declan, you take this before I leap across the
bed. Yeah. No, I've heard of this before. I've met people who, like, they get a massive dip after the wedding because there's such a build-up, you know.
It's a common thing. I mean, I got married last year as well, but I didn't have this experience at all. Well, first of all, I'd say congratulations on your marriage. The reason why people are congratulating you is because you got married, not because you had a wedding.
Yes. And
this is something that I think a lot of people make the mistake. And it's probably the reason why a lot of people have that little dip that you're talking about, or big dip. Some people have a big dip after the big event, is because the focus, such a strong focus, is about on organizing this perfect day. Hashtag the best day of my life, you know. Jono and Susan's big day out, whatever it is.
How dare you, my husband's name is Jono.
But the reality of it is that we have a big international commercial industry built around the idea of, you know, people getting married. Say yes to the dress. Have this amazing bridal magazine type wedding where you're, you know, everybody has pictures taken and it all looks spectacular. There's a lot of pressure on having a big day. So a lot of effort goes into organising your wedding. And then when it's done, it's natural that you've suddenly got this kind of post-traumatic stress disorder you have this big vacuum in your life. More, all of your effort was spent in organising these, all the details. I do want to point out one little thing, that is that with weddings, with brides, they've just organised an event for them, where they are at the centre of the event. They get to organise every detail. They get to decide who's there. They get to decide what they're sitting at, what they're eating. They get to decide every single detail, where, and they get to be at the middle of the thing. They even get to decide what pictures get shown afterwards, mm-hmm. of what kind of event it is. It's pretty high up, you know, on the narcissistic scale of the kind of event you can have in your life.
And I just want to point out Declan saying this, not me.
It's true. I know. Yeah, I'm going to get ramped for this, but it is pretty much like it's pretty much all about you, and then to go from that kind of it's all about me and I get to decide everything to back to normal life is a bit of a gear change. And so it's normal for you to suddenly feel, oh, I would like to be back in that zone. You won't be back in that zone, so you need to find a focus to move forward on. I would suggest two things. One, focus on the fact that you're actually married and what that means and what that can mean. You've got a whole lifetime ahead of you being married to this person, so congratulations there. I hope it's long and happy. The other thing, if you find you're missing the fact that you're doing stuff and you're organizing stuff, start a few projects, do a few things. Maybe not having a baby, but maybe like, I don't know, join an organization. Volunteer, as Barbara would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd say? This woman or man, it could be a man either.
He didn't
pay. No, they're talking about this. Cheap, men could have cheap bridesmaids too. I'm trying hard to be charitable here, right? I'm failing, utterly failing. Now,
I thought you were going to come for me.
I'm going to a wedding for the best of them, but I can't bear the type of man or woman who spends the 2 years up to talking about nothing but their wedding. Mm-hmm. I cannot bear it. I myself, disclaimer, ran off to New York, got married, and I was actually already over there for work, so I didn't even pay for my flight. Got married and came back, and then we didn't tell anyone for 6 months.
How did everyone react?
After six months,
when you told them?
Well, we did manage it carefully. We took away, now it was a series of unfortunate events when we came back where there were people seriously ill and so on. So we just said we'd wait till we could get the immediate family together. Got them together for a weekend. We took them away for a night and had a lovely dinner and all that kind of stuff, and said, we haven't worn these rings in 6 months. Here they are, and this is what we were doing in January, but we didn't want to properly celebrate it or tell anyone else until we could tell you guys in person and just have a little celebration.
Wow.
So actually, even if they were raging, they couldn't really say badly about it.
Did you get the sense they were raging?
No. My mother said, if she got married, I'll kill her. And then I told her I got married and she cried and she said it was lovely. So it was all fine. But our parents are cool and we were going out for many years. So frankly, they were like, oh yeah, grand, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, look, we never thought that was going to happen. So that was all fine. But basically, I'm not a huge wedding person myself because I find it very hard, the idea of being that much of a centre of attention. I actually would find that really uncomfortable, even though I'm not an introverted person necessarily. So when somebody has the self-awareness that this person has to say that they are married to an amazing man, that, you know, that he is very good to that person and so on, to have that self-awareness and to say that he said, I'm hurting him. The underlying thing here to me is she's past the wedding, she's got a marriage and she's in big danger of losing it, as far as I can see, because she's got a man who's saying to her or him, I'm really hurt by you saying that you're not enjoying married life and that you're bored by it. Well, you know what, Mr. or Mrs., this is back on you, okay? You can only get bored by yourself. As my mother, my very wise mother said, if you're bored, it's your own fault. Go and do something, make something, you know, just stop telling me you're bored. I don't want to hear it. Number one, stop telling your husband you're bored. I think part of being married or part of being with someone you love is not believing that you must tell them everything, that honesty is the basis of everything. If honesty is hurtful to them, then shag off. You're being self-centered. You absolutely are. Get a grip. find yourself a new project. And you know what I think project for this person would be if they find their 9-to-5 office job boring? Become a wedding planner. You seem to be very good at it.
Somebody's texting in suggesting that. Jimmy says, Miko says, just marry someone else. She obviously only wanted to get married and not be married. Okay, just divorce him and start again.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Organise all the people's wedding. I'm not advocating divorce directly for you in this specific situation.
Susan and Declan, thank you both very much. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.